Chapter 6, Phenomenal Family Relationships. At a dinner celebrating my wife's parents' 50th anniversary, someone asked them what their secret was. They looked at each other and shrugged their shoulders. Like an excited schoolboy who knew the answer, I piped up with, "I know." I'd been watching them all these years, wondering what the secret was myself. And I realized they were simply unselfish. Today, our problem in America is that it's all about us. We want others to change and conform to our specifications of what the relationship should look like. I don't know about you, but I've realized that you can't change anyone. When you try, the result is a broken relationship, or you tolerate the other person rather than having the kind of relationship you should have. It could be that the other person may never change, but you can be successful in this area by being who you are supposed to be. Would you agree that if you do that, there is much more of a chance of them changing? If you are waiting for someone else to be or do something before you are all you need to be, you have already lost the battle. Let go of the ego and forgive them. In cases of abuse and/or addictions that are destroying the family, get professional help. This book is for those that are somewhat functional. It isn't for severe cases, although it will help anyone who is willing to change. I can truly say that at this moment, my relationship with my wife is better than ever after 27 years of marriage. It wasn't always that way. In the early years of our marriage, I had a terrible marijuana addiction that drove her crazy. After 12 years of it, I came to know the Lord. I was delivered instantly. It was a miracle. You can hear more about that in my spiritual testimony in the last chapter of this book. I later learned that many addicts spend the rest of their lives in the recovery community, staving off the next temptation. I was free in an instant, which is unusual, so I know that it was God. I jumped straight from that addiction to becoming the biggest zealot Christianity had ever seen. I felt so free that I wanted everybody to have what I have. I think that's in my DNA. I began to follow my wife around the house with a Bible, telling her she needed to get saved or she was going to hell. After several months of preaching at her, she finally responded with, "Look, I might be Catholic and stupid, but I do know this. Jesus was a single man, and if you want to be like him, that could be arranged." I thought to myself, somehow this isn't working. So I decided to keep my mouth shut and serve her instead. Someone once said, "Preach the gospel, use words if necessary." I took out the garbage, I unloaded the dishwasher, I began to diligently take care of my responsibilities as a husband. Before too long, my wife came to know the Lord and is a powerful witness for him today. At this writing, my son is 18 and on his way to Texas Tech University. He is a fine young man with a huge heart for people. Our relationship today is really good, but wasn't always that way. When he was younger, I demanded absolute obedience from him. I said no more than yes, it seemed. We endured many heart-wrenching trials, and at a point not too awfully long ago, my relationship with him was a 2 on the wheel of life. Today, I'd put it at a borderline 11. We love each other very much. You see, when I changed, he changed. I don't like to live with regrets, but I can't help think of what could have been possible had I approached him differently as he was growing up. I certainly don't want to be the one to make you feel bad about a strained relationship, but I do want to be the one to wake you up while there's still time. I want you to know that the possibilities are grander than you could ever imagine if you're willing to swallow some pride and you're willing to change. The place to start is to simply stop trying to convince the other person to see things your way. At the same time, if you have worthy goals and people close to you who like to throw cold water on your dreams, just keep those dreams to yourself. Share them with your dream team. Begin to simply be gracious and kind. employ the golden rule of do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This also goes for people who treat you badly. Remember that those who are close to you that don't support your dream may doubt based on past experiences. If your dream will affect them, they will have to leave their comfort zone. They may have to fail with you to reach success, and they may not be ready for that. Also realize that hurt people hurt people. When someone is hurting, they'll lash out at you because they have a poor self-image. This was the case with my son. I was shocked to learn how he saw himself because as his dad, I knew how smart and how talented he was. When people have a poor self-image, they will act out as we have learned already in this book. I never wanted to learn about human behavior. I just wanted to serve people and make them happy. But what I've learned is that all of life is about relationships, and all of business is about relationships. And to understand relationships, you have to do some understanding of human behavior. So when you begin to understand before being understood, one of Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Successful People, you might be surprised to see the tide turn. If there's been a lot of hurt, it might take a while. You may need professional help, but I'm here to tell you that it is possible, and you'll be a better, happier person if you do your part. Your mind will then be unlocked to receive the inspiration and creativity that comes from that joyful mind. Love is the opposite of selfishness. Love is not a feeling, but a commitment. The problem today is that we're not willing to sacrifice. The person you become when you endure trials and tribulations is one who has great character and experiences you can share with others. The internal pain and emptiness that comes from copping out lasts much longer than any short-lived relief you might feel. Zig Ziglar says the chief cause of unhappiness is trading what you want most, a great long-term relationship in this case, for what you want now, your emotional need to be right. I suppose this is why our society is so sour today. We've literally spoiled ourselves. What we want most is meaningful relationships, yet we've traded that for the desire of the moment. It's never too late. Whatever the strained family relationship may be, you be the phenomenal one and take the first step toward peace.